certainly is a lot going on, and the lawsuits are not done yet. So they're following their journey, if you will, through Michigan. One of the cases in front of the Michigan Supreme Court. We may have some sort of a ruling on that today. We'll see. Of course, the Trump team out there also working at different angles. Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani getting plenty of press in some areas and completely ignored in pretty much all others. Joining me now, Liz Peek from Fox News and so forth. Liz, welcome back.
Good morning. Happy to join you.
So I don't know. I saw a piece written by you. You've succumbed to the notion that Joe Biden is, well, it's inevitable, I think, in your mind. I don't think that you're wrong necessarily. I think it's going to be an awfully difficult lift for the president and his legal team to show that the unofficial results should not stand. But if they can find actual evidence of Dominion or Smartmatic manipulating votes or eliminating votes, that would be a different ball game. But until we see that, here's where we are, Liz.
Yeah. Well, I think that's right. And I mean, believe me, I'm not happy with that outcome. I think it's a travesty. And frankly, Steve, the thing that worries me the most is what went on in Capitol Hill yesterday. Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg being grilled by Senate Republicans on their manipulation of the news, suppression of the news, et cetera, bias in favor of Democrats. I think as much as anything, that is a great threat to this country. And I don't say those words lightly.
I agree.
A conspiracy theorist or whatever. But when you have two companies, maybe three adding in Google, who are basically putting their thumb on the scales of an election.
Together now. We know there was coordination between Google and Facebook.
They all coordinated, worked together. In terms of basically blocking out bad news for Joe Biden, including the truly questionable activities that his son Hunter was engaged in around the world. The Post had information today. Hunter Biden visited 29 countries, I think, with security details while his father was vice president, came home with money from a lot of those. My head explodes with the idea that there is not a single reporter from the New York Times or the Washington Post or anybody else who's willing to follow that thread. What is wrong with the journalism establishment? It doesn't exist anymore. I mean,
they're not even curious.
You know, I mean, what I think, and I don't know, look, all these Mike Lee and various other senators did a good job of raising these issues. The question is, what now? What are we going to do to make sure that 2 years from now, 4 years from now, these guys don't even have more power to suppress news that they don't want to hear about? I mean, the fact that you cannot have an opposing point of view about how to treat the coronavirus, or that you cannot have an opposing point of view on the value of Joe Biden and get it out there in the public realm, Steve, it's really scary. And I'll tell you what, it puts the onus on people like you to be even louder and more insistent and reach more people, because that's the only way that we can keep an honest narrative in front of the American people.
Well, I think Lindsey Graham made a very great point to Mark Zuckerberg during the hearings yesterday. Why do you have editorial control of the New York Post?
Yeah.
And the fact is that Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, and all, they should not have control of the New York Post. Why does Google have control over what I get to see, hear, read, and understand for myself? This is completely out of line, completely off the rails. And yesterday I heard a defiant tone from those from Jack and Mark and the masters of the universe, if you will. I think that they don't care.
No, they don't. They do care. They want that power, and they have that power. I think when the dust settles on this election, people are going to be very surprised. I'll tell you who's going to really be surprised is the Justice Democrats and AOC and that whole progressive crew, to realize that we have elected the ultimate company man, okay? Joe Biden got enormous funding from whom? Big pharma, banks, Wall Street private equity firms, and guess what? Big tech. So all of the concerns that people like AOC raise, or Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, about the corporate community, well, guess what? They just aided and abetted the ultimate corporate candidate becoming president. The thing that the establishment...
Let me ask you this, Liz. Did you see the... I can't even call it a press conference here. Monday with Joe Biden? First of all, he doesn't call in reporters.
Yeah.
The staff has pre-selected questions. This wasn't T-ball. This was T-ball with a beach ball. I mean, how do you feel about... I mean, do you think you're going to be president? Is Donald Trump a bad guy? What do you like for Thanksgiving?
What's your favorite color?
I mean, it was awful, Liz.
Prepare yourself, because there will be a moment where the press begins to challenge Joe Biden, and particularly the super liberal press, because he won't be towing the line that they approve of. He'll do just enough to kind of make sure that the AOC crowd doesn't really get offended right away. I mean, they will be offended down the road because they're not going to see many of the programs and policies that they want put in place. They're not going to get there.
What scares me? He was feeble. He was slow. Yeah. He was, if I may be so blunt, it scares the hell out of me. He doesn't project leadership. He projects, I need a nap.
Well, but Steve, that's the thing. Why do you think they chose him? He is easily controlled and manipulated, and that's what's going to happen. I mean, let's take the veil away from your eyes and from the eyes of all American voters. This is not a president. This is a placeholder. And the place is being held for Twitter and Pfizer and, you know, big banks and all the other corporate interests who funded his campaign. That is who is back in charge. That's who would have been in charge under Hillary Clinton, and this is who is in charge now. Hillary Clinton at least had some energy. Joe Biden has none, and so he is going to be in the... I mean, already the Justice Democrats are unhappy with his picks. What did they expect? I mean, this should be no surprise to anybody.
Well, here's the thing, you know, and I know this. Alyssa Slotkin, who happens to be my member of Congress, lucky me, she's being considered for a post in the Biden campaign. I mean, that's not a very well-kept secret right now. That has Nancy very nervous because it's an R+4 district that she almost lost here on November 3rd to a guy who is a good candidate, well, a strong enough candidate. He was woefully underfunded, though, compared. Slotkin came in with like $9 million. If she gets plucked out and others get plucked out of the House, well, that's assuming Nancy can even be a selected speaker, which right now is far from certain.
Yeah.
That's a problem for them.
They may let Nancy Pelosi keep that seat for two. She's already said she's out in 2022. I frankly think she might lose this time around. But you're quite right. Pelosi has already begged House members not to take positions in the Biden administration for exactly that reason, because there were so many cliffhanger toss-up districts that barely kept in the Democrat ranks. And she's got a majority of, what, maybe six, maybe not even that. So... I think they're really turbulent times ahead because I think the whole country is going to be kind of horrified by the election of Joe Biden once they realize who Joe Biden is and how inert he is. And by the way, all these press conferences, or if you want to call them that, press performances, are going to basically keep that information as far away from the voters as possible.
Always. I got to leave it there, Liz. Got to run. Thank you.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.